Hey guys, welcome back to episode 17 of KB and the Boys season 4. Got Carter here with me, Colby over shaky Zoom.
Shaky, at best.
Colby, are you there? Are you on delay still?
Shaky. I'm here. I hope I'm not on delay.
All right, so last week, Nick still stays at the top, but he went minus 7.18. He's at plus 4.56. Schmidt went minus 0.8. He's at plus 0.55. I went plus 13.95. I'm minus 8.53. Colby, plus 2.13. He's at minus 27.11. Downing at minus 5.5. He's at minus 27.93.
I maybe messed up with the recommendation of doing the unit thing, because I'm killing it in sports betting right now, but with the locks that I give out, they're really bad.
Well, it's tough to get the college basketball locks because you only get the games really the night of the pod. You rarely see the early line, so it can be tough. You've been red hot in college basketball. Yeah. Red hot.
The locks are not going swell for me.
Okay, we'll start off with games of the week first. 4 in the NFL. I'm at the top at 40-33. Nick at 39-34. Carter and Schmidt at 38-35. Holmberg at 36-37.
I mean, so it's still pretty close.
It is very tight. It's very tight. So first one will be Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Browns at Texans. I'm not sure if Stroud's playing. It is a money line pick. Schmidt's on Houston. Nick is on the Fighting Joe Flacco's. Carter?
Joe Flacco's next Raven. I'm a Ravens fan. Give me the Browns.
Colby, Browns, Texans.
I'll take the Browns.
With Stroud up in the air, I'll take Cleveland as well. And Colby is gone from Zoom. It's me and Carter as of right now.
Hit a shaky spot.
All right, Lions at Vikings, Sunday, 1 p.m. Colby's back. They both took Detroit. Colby's obviously taking Detroit.
Is it money line?
Yes, it is a money line. It's three or less.
I'm back. Is the lag gone?
Lag is gone. Are you taking? You're taking Detroit, correct?
Yeah, I'm taking Detroit.
Well, we're riding the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm on the Vikings.
Nick Mullins' legacy game. Cowboys at Dolphins Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. It's a money line pick as well. Zach's on the Fins. Nick's on the Boys. Carter.
I wanted to make this one of my locks, but I couldn't.
I smell a route.
I think
by the Dallas Cowboys
or the Dolphins. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. I don't know. I'll take the Fins. They might run it down their throat. They also might get routed by the Cowboys because they love to pass it. But
we'll see what happens. Yeah, if we have to get in front. If we're playing from behind, they're gonna win. If we get in front and we let our pass rush get to Tua,
I trust.
We'll see what happens. They were good at run. They were running backs. Daniels, were good.
Is that his name?
Yep.
I trust him to scheme something up because you ain't going to beat that team by just dropping back and passing.
Yeah, no, he's a great coach. He'll scheme something up. Colby, Dolphins or Boys?
How are you leaning towards this one, KB?
I'm on the Boys. I think it's a big bounce-back spot. I think we'll play a lot better this week, and I think our D-line will have one of our D-tackles back, run-stopping D-tackles. Hopefully we can stop the run a little better. I think the Cowboys win. No.
Flip me back to the Cowboys, please.
Give me the Cowboys. They let me down last week, but they're gonna win. They're gonna bounce back.
All right, I'm on the Boys as well.
So it's just Nick on the Fins?
No, just Schmidt.
Just Schmidt on the Fins.
And the last one is Ravens plus 5.5 at the Niners on Christmas night. Both them are on the Niners. Carter.
No question.
Baltimore.
Fly flock.
Colby, Niners.
Niners
got it out barely. I still don't trust the Ravens, but I do love their defense. I don't trust them offensively against San Fran. I'm going to take the Niners, but I could easily see Baltimore covering this easily.
Baltimore's not covering.
They're winning. I'd be shocked about that. All right, let's get into
Super Bowl.
Baltimore's not playing the Cowboys. All right, so start with these bowl games. We have about 100 to pick by next Friday.
Oh, gosh.
So the first one up in the Birmingham Bowl, Troy Duke. Troy minus 6.5. Schmidt's on Duke. Nick's on Troy. Duke obviously doesn't have their quarterback.
I'm on Troy.
Colby, you like Duke or Troy? Minus 6.5. Troy? I'm on Troy as well. Next one is a Money line pick, Arkansas State 6-6 versus Northern Illinois 6-6 in the Camellia Bowl down in Montgomery, Alabama. Schmidt's on NIU, Nick's on Arkansas State. Carter?
NIU, baby.
Yep. Colby?
We need NIU.
Yeah, NIU.
After he talked all that trash on NIU.
Come on. 7-win season. What a year for the boys. Next one, Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas. James Madison gets a bowl game. I don't know how or why that happened, but they did, so I'm happy for them. They'll take on Air Force. Wasn't Air Force 7-0 at one point?
Yeah, they were trying to be the best.
They finished 8-4.
Yeah.
All right, Schmidt's on Air Force. Nick's on JMU. Carter?
JMU.
Colby?
Air Force lost to Army.
Yeah, they did. I'm taking JMU as well, though they're going to play very hard in that game too. Georgia State 6-6, Utah State 6-6, and the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Schmidt's on Utah State, Nick's on Georgia State. Carter?
Heads is Utah State, tails is Georgia State. Give me Georgia State.
Georgia State it is. He flipped a coin. Coin spoke. Carter? Or, I mean, Colby?
Where is this being played?
Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. So, you know, kind of, you know, more favored towards Utah State.
Definitely. Closer to Utah State.
Definitely more favored to Utah State. Yeah, I'm going to take Utah State as well. Then we got the these bowl game, the 68 Ventures Bowl. And all these games are in Alabama. This is in Mobile, Alabama. This is South Alabama, Eastern Michigan. South Alabama's 16.5-point favorites. Nick and Zach are on them. Are you on South Alabama or Eastern Michigan?
I do love South Alabama. Eastern Michigan.
They did beat Big 12 runner-up, Oklahoma State. South Alabama did. Colby, you on South Alabama or Eastern Michigan?
South Alabama.
That's a bad pick, boys.
Carter gets one solo.
Bad pick, boys.
This one, the Las Vegas Bowl in Paradise, Nevada. Northwestern versus Utah. Utah, -5.5. Carter?
Utah.
Colby?
What was it? Sorry.
Northwestern, Utah. Utah, -5.5 in the Las Vegas Bowl.
Yeah, I don't... Give me Utah.
Northwestern's been hot.
Take the under of whatever it is. Utah, I'll take as well. It's a squad ride. Then we got the Hawaii Bowl. San Jose State versus Coastal Carolina. Obviously, Coastal's quarterback's in the portal. San Jose State's -9.5.
San Jose State, they are about 15 hours closer to Hawaii.
Very true. Nick and Schmidt are both on San Jose State. Colby?
San Jose State.
Another squad ride. So then we take a couple-day break. December 26th, bowl games. Bowling Green versus Minnesota in the Quick Lane Bowl. Both teams are 7-5. This is a money line pick. Carter?
Minnesota's 5-7. They got in
7-5, sorry.
Being the number one GPA school that had 5 wins on the football team.
They are 5-7?
Yep. They were the 5-win team that got selected to fill the vacancy because they had the highest team GPA.
Oh, beautiful. I put them down at 7-5. I must have just been looking at Bowling Green's record twice.
And for that reason, give me 5-7 Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay. Colby?
Give me the team that won more games.
PG. I'm gonna take PJ Fleck. Next one, First Responders Bowl in University Park, Texas. Texas State versus Rice. Texas State -5.5. No clue if JT Daniels playing for Rice or not.
He's not. He medically retired.
That is true. He did medically retire. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot he actually did. So Texas State -5.5 or Rice.
I hate Rice from what they did to me in NCAA football 2013. So give me Texas State.
Texas State it is. Colby?
Give me Rice.
Rice?
These games suck.
Yeah, they're not great. Hey. We're just getting to the guaranteed rate bowl in Phoenix, Arizona, UNLV, Kansas. KU -12.5. Carter?
Safe travels to the Schmidt family going down to the guaranteed rate bowl in Phoenix, Arizona, but give me UNLV on that one. No offensive coordinator is going to be a challenge for the Jayhawks.
Oh, we got our quarterbacks coach calling plays. He's
Jason
fine.
Bean, we trust.
UNLV doesn't even have their starter. That's why it's so big. I guarantee if he was playing, it'd be 6. Colby, KU or
KU by 28.
Yep, rock fucking chalk.
I didn't say that KU was going to lose.
You said that UNLV will cover.
UNLV's got a good chance of covering.
So then we got the Military Bowl down in Annapolis, Maryland. Tulane, 11-2, taking on Virginia Tech at 6-6. Virginia Tech's 9.5-point favorites. I'm guessing
Pratt's not playing.
Michael Pratt's not playing. Okay, that'd be why. Who are you on?
Tulane.
I'm still on Tulane.
Tulane, 11-2, because Michael Pratt was Peyton Manning.
He also missed like 4 or 5 games this year, and they went, I'm pretty sure, 4-1 without him. The only loss was to Ole Miss. Colby, you on Tulane or Vautech?
Yeah, give me Tulane.
Yeah, I'm on Tulane as well. Next one, West Virginia, North Carolina, and the Duke's Mayo Bowl. West Virginia's -6.5. Drake May, I assume, is not playing. Who are you liking that one?
Mac Brown and Co.
UNC, okay. Colby?
I'll take West Virginia.
I am betting against Mac Brown at home. USC Louisville in the Holiday Bowl. I'm pretty sure USC is going to be playing a dog shit quarterback because Caleb Williams isn't playing. They're 5-star transferred. Louisville is 7.5-point favorites.
Well, USC's defense is pissed, so give me Louisville.
Ville. Colby?
I think this is the bowl game of the two most fraudulent teams. I think Louisville was bad.
Well, we know USC was bad.
Yeah, we know USC.
By their record, they were bad.
But, yeah, USC's defense was just terrible. Give me Louisville.
All right, I'm going to go different. I'm going to take USC. Because I just really don't think Louisville is good at all. But, I mean, USC is not good either, but... All right, Texas Bowl, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, money line pick. Carter?
Big 12.
Colby?
Is Ollie Gordon playing?
It's a great question.
Doesn't matter.
Isn't he transferring?
I don't know. I haven't read anything on Ollie Gordon. I haven't seen anything about him transferring, and that would probably make – my Twitter feed, since I follow all the portal things, and I haven't seen his name because he'd be very sought after.
All right. Well, let's do if Ollie Gordon is playing, give me.
There's no ifs.
Oklahoma State. If he's not, still give me Oklahoma State.
The Fighting Colin Klein's. Gig him.
Is he going to coach that game?
No, he can't coach. But I'll take Texas A&M. Fenway Bowl. SMU 11-2 versus Boston College 6-6. SMU -9.5. Carter. Well, home game for BC.
Pony Express.
Colby.
SMU.
SMU as well. Boy, Boston College is terrible.
SMU's pretty good.
They're good. I mean, they just beat Tulane. Pinstripe Bowl in Bronx, New York. Rutgers
6-6.
Rutgers 6-6.
Miami
7-5.
Jesus,
you got Holmberg going through a drive-thru.
You can't get one podcast in without something
shenanigans.
Something stupid happening.
All right, are you on Rutgers or Miami?
Miami, I guess. I'm sorry, I got rattled. I got rattled by the number 9.
Colby, are you on Rutgers or Miami? After you order your number 9. I think he put us on mute. I'm taking Miami.
Sorry, boys. Had to get some Brahms. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Are you taking Rutgers or Miami? Money line pick.
Jesus.
I think Miami's
pretty good. You want me to flip a coin? All right, Miami.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Dude, these games aren't good.
Hey, you keep saying that, and right after, two good ones, NC State, Kansas State, in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. It's a money line pick.
It's going to be a blowout.
By Avery Johnson. Are you taking K-State?
I'm taking K-State,
I'm taking K-State
as well. Both teams with a lot of guys in the portal, but I think K-State's going to have the two best players in the field, DJ Giddens and Avery Johnson.
Yeah. Avery's going to have a game.
And
Corey can finally bet his Avery Johnson 1 touchdown, 2 touchdown, 3 touchdown ladder.
This is my favorite bowl pick of the season. Oklahoma-Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. I think it's Arizona in a route.
Me too. I agree.
I think it's Arizona in a route.
I don't know about a route, but I'm also betting Arizona.
Arizona is. All right, December 29th, last last four bowl games we're picking for till next week. Kentucky versus Clemson in the Gator Bowl. Moneyline pick, Carter. I mean, Jesus.
Fucking both those teams.
Clemson's
shitty.
Clemson 9-6.
I don't. Heads is Clemson, tails is Kentucky. Heads, that's Clemson. Give me the Tigers.
Colby, you on Clemson or Kentucky?
Yeah, I'll take Clemson.
Both those teams are pissed.
Yeah, I guess.
Dabo will have them boys fired up.
Yeah, I guess Klubnik's playing. Whatever that means. Sun Bowl, Oregon State with their coaching staff and team gone versus Notre Dame, who Sam Hartman, I believe, is playing. Notre Dame's 6.5-point favorites.
I didn't know Oregon State's entire team was gone.
Well, their coach left, and they're not in a conference, and so the team was like, portal.
Notre Dame.
Portal. Colby?
I might be putting $1 million on Notre Dame.
I would agree.
How is this spread 6.5?
I mean, I'm sure Notre Dame has lost some other guys, but at least their quarterback's playing. Uiagalelei is gone. Gone. Second-string quarterback. Gone. Oregon State might be Syracuse. They might roll out a tight end at quarterback, and I took the over.
Oh, God.
I took the over in that Syracuse game, and they rolled out a goddamn tight end.
Well, that's going to be one of my locks for next week.
Did it go over?
I mean,
no.
South Florida.
They scored. No, yeah, South Florida scored 45, but Syracuse scored 0.
What was the over-under?
55.5. They had a Syracuse had a quarterback, but he's like their fourth string, and he was obviously terrible. They barely played him.
They started a tight end over.
They started a tight end, so he's obviously awful.
Yeah, number 89?
Yeah, I mean, that was embarrassing.
Number.
All right, we got Memphis, Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl. Iowa State is 9.5-point favorites. Carter?
Memphis at home.
Memphis at home. That's true. I didn't even see that.
They literally play their home football games there.
Yeah. Colby, you on Memphis or Iowa State? Iowa State's minus 9.5. Iowa State?
Thank you. Yeah, Iowa State.
All right, I'm taking Memphis. And the last one, we'll pick a New Year's Six Bowl. 10-2 Missouri versus 11-1 Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl Classic in Dallas, Texas. It is a money line pick. Carter?
So Ohio State have any key transfers?
They lost their quarterback, but I don't know if that's a key transfer.
Ohio State.
No way Marvin's playing.
He is playing. I heard rumored is he's going to play. He wants to play. We'll see if his agent lets him.
Wow.
I don't think they've said that they're not playing. And I know they haven't. Oh, they lost their third stream receiver, Fleming. He left.
I doubt Travion Henderson or
Travion probably won't play. But I don't even know if Travion Henderson's. I don't even know if Travion Henderson's truly the best running back they had on the team.
Really?
I don't know. I never thought he was that good. Everyone always talked about him like being like a dominant back, and I just didn't see that at all. So you taking Missouri?
I'm taking Missouri. Yeah, I think they have more to play for. It'd be a huge win for Drinkwitz.
Fuck Drinkwitz in Missouri, Ohio State. Sorry, that was over the top. I didn't mean that, Missouri.
I agree.
All right. All right, let's go into locks. We'll kick it off with Carter for the first time I think all year is going to kick off the locks. This is hard to see. This is hard to see. So one new place.
You know, it's
this is hard to watch. This is hard to see.
It is. It's depressing.
It's a fall from grace.
Yeah, I mean, leading for over half the season.
11-12 episodes you were winning,
and then the 5U bug hit me, and it hit me hard. Okay, we're gonna get back on track with 2 weeks left.
Got a gun.
Illinois, Mizzou, under 149.5 basketball, obviously. That's minus 110.
Mm-hmm. Minus 110, okay.
And then I have a hockey parlay of Rangers money line, Bruins money line, Stars money line tonight.
Rangers, Bruins.
Stars don't play tonight.
Yeah, they do. Plus 475.
They play tomorrow.
Playing tomorrow, then fuck it. Doesn't matter to me.
They do. There's only four games on. One has started. Okay, Colby, go ahead and read off your one news.
I know when my Stars play, Carter. Damn it.
Damn. He just told you to fuck off, basically.
All right, my 1U play is going against Carter's Rangers pick. Give me Oilers money line.
Trash. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Rangers already up 1-0, so.
Yeah, did McDavid score it?
Well, the Rangers are up 1-0, so no.
Oh, the Rangers are? We're a come from behind team, you know. Oilers, before I was rudely interrupted by Carter, Oilers money line and McDavid to score. That is plus 262 and another juicy 1U. Temple minus 2.5, Missouri plus 6.5, UCLA minus 2.5. That is one to win 5.81 units.
All right, my 1U's little puppy parlay, Colts money line at the Falcons, Jaguars money line at the Bucks, Cowboys money line at the Dolphins, one to win 9.58. Next 1U, Justin Jefferson and Stephon Diggs, anytime touchdown at plus 429, one to win 4.29. Schmidt, Air Force, plus one versus James Madison. Probably just take the money line, but that's fine. And Dolphins, minus 1.5 versus the Cowboys at minus 110 as well. Knicks got KU minus 13 against UNLV. And Utah Northwestern under 41.5 at minus 108. So, Carter, go ahead with your 2U's.
For my 2U's, I have Yale plus 15.5, minus 110. Viking, and then my other one is Vikings money line.
Vikings.
JJ over 100 yards.
Jettas over 100.
And Jettas anytime touchdown.
Jettas ATD.
Plus 700.
Oh, boy.
That is two.
I love that.
Two to win 14.
Beautiful. All right, Colby, your 2U's.
My 2U's are Stephon Diggs, Bijan Robinson, and Tyreek all to score a touchdown at plus 800. That's two to win 16. My other 2U, Colts money line, Packers money line, Lions definitely going to hit on that money line.
Wow.
At plus 446.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and Colby, Georgia Tech all the way back. Tied at 17. Tied at 17 now.
Here we go.
All right. One of my 2U's, Man U or a draw at West Ham, Newcastle money line at Luton, and Liverpool or a draw versus Arsenal at plus 250, two to win five. Vikings plus 10.5 versus the Lions, mm-hmm. Jaguars plus 5.5 at the Bucks, Chiefs minus 4.5 versus the Raiders, and Eagles big bounce back minus 6.5 versus the Giants at plus 292, two to win 5.84. Schmidt's got Utah State minus 1.5 versus Georgia State at minus 110. Chelsea money line, can't remember who they're playing, at minus 105. Knicks got Troy minus 7 over Duke. And James Madison minus 1.5 over Air Force at minus 110. All right, Carter, 5U time.
Mine.
Is this getting the Bucks back? Is this a plus chicky?
This is not.
Come on, Downing.
It is not. I'm fighting for a podium finish.
After I go 0-5.
I got Raiders plus 21.5.
Raiders plus 21.5. So we just want anything between 5 and 20.
Yeah. Vikings plus 10.5. Should have just taken them on the money line because they're going to beat the Lions this week. Bills minus 2.5, and that is minus 137.
Minus 137. All right. Colby, 5U.
Yeah, well, mine's not quite as conservative as that last pick.
God's real going back and forth here in this episode.
I just add Carter this whole episode.
Yeah, the entire episode.
James Madison, money line parlayed with the 49ers minus 5.5. That is plus 230.
And my 5U, here we go. Stephon Diggs, over 59.5 receiving yards. Tyler Algier, over 24.5 rushing yards. David Njoku, over 39.5 receiving yards. Justin Jefferson, over 66.5 receiving yards. At plus 401, 5 to win, 16.04.
I think you're positive after this week.
If I win a couple of those, I'm definitely positive, especially the 5U. Schmidt's going KU minus 12.5 versus UNLV at minus 120. And Knicks going Jahmyr Gibbs over 21.5 receiving yards at minus 115.
Has he seen the Vikings defense?
Supposedly not.
Wow.
Panel parlay this week, since Nick and Schmidt did not make it, we all just chose a leg. I took Justin Jefferson anytime touchdown. Carter took the Jaguars money line, and Colby took Kelsey over 66.5 receiving yards. That's plus 752.
Hammer Kelsey under receiving yards.
Plus 752 on the parlay this week. We're 3-13 as a core. I'm 1-3. Carter 1-3. Nick 1-2. Schmidt 0-2. Colby 0-3.
That's good to have a
three of them though. Three wins though. We're gonna hit this one too. He's going over.
Kelsey's not. Homer's going ice over. Cold.
Well, he'll heat back up. He's back in Hutch. He'll heat back up.
I don't quit bad mouthing my pick.
At least I'm not. You know,
Carter just better hope that Jefferson's going to score a touchdown in the first quarter. Kelsey's going to be over yards at halftime, and watch the Jags are going to lose by 30, and we're going to get at them, Colby.
Well, the Jags play before the Chiefs, so.
That's true.
That's good news.
So it all comes down to Colby's leg.
It's all going to come down to my leg.
I'm hedging the shit out of that parlay.
If the first two legs are in.
I'm actually going to put two parlays in. I'm going to put 30 on the one that has Kelsey under and 10 on the one that has his over.
You're taking – but you're still putting in our picks? Or
our picks are going to be the same.
So you're just hedging home breaks. Yep. This was the Battle of Carter and Colby episode for sure.
It's all right. I'm going to hoop on him tomorrow.
All right. So we only got two episodes. This episode and then next week is the end of this season, and then we'll redo it. Got anything else, Colby? You good?
Nope, just munching on my chicken strips.
You good, Carter?
I'm good.
Well, everyone have a Merry Christmas to the listeners. And be back next Friday. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.